This would be what, three of poker passion leads to juvenile delinquency. I have a little title for it. It's called Losers Weepers. A couple of days later, I decided to ask my brother to let me throw the paper about what I had in mind, of course, was that since I still had a little bit of money left, I wanted to go and try my luck. I don't know, Ben must have thought that I was developing, I guess you could call it, the work ethic, the Protestant work ethic. After all, this is how rich men began, by having a paper route. I guess I shouldn't focus too much on that, since this is really a story about, another Dorian Gray. Anyway, it's funny to me because I guess, and it's good that I start laughing at it, because otherwise, if I don't enjoy it myself, it's kind of hard for me to get these stories out. So as soon as I threw the paper out, you know, I deliberately missed some of the customers. In other words, it didn't matter. All I wanted to do is finish. So I saw that that game was going on, and it seemed like after I started to play, it seemed like seconds before I was broke. And then I had to go home broke. Anyway, but the next time I threw the paper out, then I remembered that I had the receipt book in my pocket, and I started to feel temptation to collect at least once more, just once more. This time, if I would win, then I would stop doing this. But I remembered the man who had given me the first dollar, and then my brother said that he still owed him two more months. So I decided to go and call him, you know, with determination. And he wasn't home, but his wife was there, and I guess she saw how eager I was to collect, so she went and invaded her her dime bank, the little bank that we were supposed to keep to add up to $18.50 so that we could buy a bond. So she paid me with a real unhappy look and pain on her face. Anyway, but I thought sure those dimes were signs of good luck ahead, and I really convinced myself that time come for me to make another killing. How wrong I was. In fact, I lost all the dimes without even winning a single hand. So there I go, pedal home. Felt like crying, of course. I had no idea where I was going to get the dollar to replace the one that belonged to Benny, the one that I had lost. It was, I guess I shouldn't go too deep into this. It can't be anything funny to my brother Ben. But I think it's a, you know, if you know, gotta have to forgive myself to keep telling the story. The following day, I offered to throw the paper out again. And of course, Ben, I don't know, I think he felt detailed good about it after all. I had to learn how it's done. There was no reason why I, in time, could have a paper route of my own. Of course, all I would need is a bicycle. Anyway, so I did it again. I collected it from another customer in hopes of winning back the dollar. And, well, I did win a couple of hands, got ahead, But I should have quit, and at least I would have been able to give back the $1 that I had on hand, and then I would have had a little left over. Well, so there I was. I was already $3 deep into cheating my brother out of his money. But I figured, well, maybe just one time more is where I could have the luck that I had the first time. But each time I collected a dollar, I'd spend a part of it. Remember, I was already addicted to Dr. Pepper's, RC Cola's, Coke, all the other stuff. Those were the days. I doubt if the young people or the people who drink those things today are getting the kind of enjoyment that we got in the hot Texas summer. But anyway, I got to the point where I could find peace. I mean, the truth is what I had done in the back of my head, I pretended that it hadn't really happened. Though I never lost sight of the truth. No, I guess maybe, I don't know. It still was easy for me to forget. I guess it was like Dorian Gray, he was going to catch up with him. Finally, the day came when I went to collect from another customer, and I was told that my brother had already come that day to collect. And of course, that just really struck deep in my heart, because I knew that he was going to find out, of course, that I had collected from the other customers. As I had been motivated by poker passion more than any kind of real hope that I was going to gain back what I had won. Who knows? But that day, the Lost Weekend Club, they were having a game in Zavala School. I remember this very, very clearly, because I was sitting on the sort of a slope to the north watching the game. And I could see down the street when suddenly I saw my brother, Benny, kind of a distant. I hid behind a bush, of course, right away as he passed, and I saw how upset and angry he was. Good Lord, my brother trusted him, and he ended up stealing from him. So he had come to the full realization of my crime.